Lord is doing many wonderful things amongst us here. We are congregating together virtually online to pray and study His Word. I pray that God will continue to bless us because we have put Him first in everything we do. God bless you. Please share your testimonies here if these messages are blessing you. And don't forget to also share with others. Remain blessed. Amen.
Amen.
We thank God for bringing us together today. We are speaking on a theme titled Pray Without Season. Pray without season. I know that we know the essence of prayer as Christians, but sometimes when we pray and we realize that things are not getting answered, it puts us in a situation where we begin to wonder, do we still keep on praying or what? But the answer is, pray without season. Some have made an expression by saying P-U-S-H, push, meaning pray until something happens. Our scripture verse will be from the book of 1 Thessalonians chapter 5 and only verse 17. And the scripture put it very clear that Paul tell us simply, says pray without season. Pray without season. We are in summer month where the weather has been so hot, and we know what we do in summertime. You cannot wear your winter clothing in summertime. You definitely have to dress light so that you will be able to weather the weather very well. So each season has a way of dressing. And so I want to believe that when it comes to spiritual things, we have to begin to realize that if we want something to happen in our lives, we don't have to talk about it, but we have to pray about it. And I believe that as we unravel what the Lord has in store for us, the Lord will speak. What a joy to share God's word to you today. Now think about the scripture we just read, pray without season. At first, that may sound impossible. How can we pray all day long? I'm sure you are wondering, Pastor, are you asking us to pray all day long because we have situations that need to be handled? I want to say that prayer is not only folding our hands or kneeling on our knees. It is living with an awareness of God's presence at every moment. So when we hear an expression, pray without season, that doesn't mean you have to bend on your knees or you have to hold on your hands only, but seeing God in every situation that you go through as a child of God. Amen.
Amen.
Prayer is not the posture of our hearts. It is not just the position of our bodies. Prayer is not even literally closing your eyes, but prayer is to think of a prayer as the oxygen or your spirit. I just came from Ohio State University Hospital visiting someone who I knew was able to do many things. All of a sudden, he needs an oxygen to be able to breathe well. You know, you and I, thank goodness, we don't need an oxygen to breathe. And that is even a blessing that we don't even know. Prayer is like an oxygen that we breathe in and breathe out. Just as we cannot live without breathing, we cannot live spiritually strong without prayer. I don't know how much I have to emphasize that. Prayer is what you need to get you going. Prayer lifts burdens. We have many worries, we have many struggles, we have many burdens, but prayer is the only way that lifts burdens. It releases what we call peace. When we pray, we are receiving the peace that passes all understanding. Prayer opens doors that human effort cannot open. When you pray, you stand and pray, there are things that God can do that no amount of human connections can make that happen. When you are praying, you are inviting heaven to intervene and interfere in the affairs of the earth. When you stand in prayer and you begin to pray, you are telling God that, God, I need you to move in this situation. So you are inviting heaven to come even into that situation. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Paul says, in anything that you do, not some things, but he says, in anything that you do, pray without ceasing. If you are making decision to buy a house, pray. If you are doing grocery shopping, pray. If you are cooking, pray. If you wake up in the morning, pray. Prayer cannot overplayed. Before you make decision to pray, when you are overwhelmed, pray. In moments of joy, pray. In moment of sadness, pray. Give thanks in prayer wherever you see yourself. When others around you are in need, lift them up in prayer. Prayer does not make life easier, but it makes life possible because it connects us to the God who is greater than our circumstances. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Prayer is the key that many battles are won. There are things that we can use our words to do, but there are things that it takes only prayer to make it happen.
Amen.
Sometimes we feel that we have the bargaining power to talk to people to make sure that things will happen for us. But I beg to differ this afternoon. I want to tell you that if you want to get an approval of anything that you're looking for, seek the face of God. For the Bible says, for they that wait upon the Lord, it is them the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall walk and not be weary. They shall run and not faint. Trust in this God. Put God first in every situation. Let God be God and let man be man. Hallelujah.
Amen.
I'm not too sure what you are going through this afternoon. I don't even want to pretend to know that I have an answer to all your problems, but I know the one who does. His name is called Jehovah I Am. He says, come unto me, all of you who are heavy laden. I will give you rest.
Amen.
He said, test me and see, for I am the one who was dead, but I'm now alive. Put me to test and see what I will do. Our God is a can-do God. The Bible says many times Paul prayed and told God that, God, I wish this ton of flesh is not with me. But each time that he prayed, the word of God kept coming to him saying, son, my grace is sufficient for you. My grace is sufficient for you. God knows what you are going through.
Yeah.
I say God knows what you are going through. I was telling my mother the other day that, mom, sometimes you think when you share whatever you're going through with people, you get relief. But have you tried to share that with God? Then he said, yeah, you have a point here, son. I said, mom, go to the Lord first before you talk to man.
Right.
But because men are closer to us than what we can see God, we tend to talk to men a lot than talking to God. But this afternoon, I'm coming with a different approach to you. I want to encourage you to talk to God more about whatever situation you are going through. Whatever situation that you are going through, yes, when I'm hungry, do I have to talk? Yes, talk to God. Because guess what? He knows what you don't know. And he has answers to all the things that you need to happen in your life. That is why God is able to say, for with God, all things are what? Possible. Beloved, never forget the truth. God knows what you are going through right now. He knows what you are thinking through. He sees the tears you cry in secret. He knows the burdens you carry in silence and the battles you face that no one else understands. When you even try to explain to me, I may not be able to understand because I'm human. But God, who created you, knows what you are going through. Is that true or false?
True.
Psalm 34 verse 18 reminds us that the Lord is close to the brokenhearted, and he saved those who are crushed in spirit. That means even your darkest valley, you are not unseen and you are not forgotten. David knew of this. So he said, yea, though I walk through the valley of shadows of death, I will fear not because the Lord is with me. I want somebody to know that God is with you this afternoon. And God has always been there. He has not forgotten you. He's working on your behalf. And he says, my child, if you can give me only chance, I will prove myself that I will not disappoint you. You may feel overwhelmed sometimes, but God is not surprised by your situation. I say, God is not surprised by your situation. He knows, he cares, and he's working behind the scenes for your good. The Bible says, all things work together for good to them that love God and to them that have been called by the purpose of God. Hallelujah.
Amen.
What he asks of us is keep trusting, keep praying, keep believing, because what you are going through would not last forever. But God's love for you will last forever. For eyes have not seen, nor ears have heard what God has in store for you. Hallelujah.
Amen.
I came to assure you this afternoon that God is not done with you. He is not done with you. He is not done with you. According to 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 9, as I quoted, it says, eyes have not seen, ears have not heard, neither has it entered into the heart of man, the things which God has prepared for those who love him. And I know because you love him, he has prepared those things for you. Friend, let me remind you today that it is true that eyes have not seen. When God says eyes have not seen, means men who are close to you have no idea what God has prepared for you. Because if God intends to bless you, he will not call Sister Mary and tell Sister Mary, Sister Mary, is it okay for me to bless Sister Annette? No, God is not going to do that. God will deal with us individually. So let me assure you, eyes have not seen. What God is preparing for you is greater than anything you can imagine. I want you to say to yourself that what God is preparing for me is greater than what I can imagine. You may look out to your life and see struggles. You may look out to your life and see delays. Or you may even look at your life and see disappointment. But God sees the end from the beginning. I thought you'd say amen to that. He sees the end from the beginning. He plans for you, and his plans for you is to go beyond what human eyes cannot see.
Yeah.
When Abraham looked up, the Lord asked him, what did you see? He said, I see the stars. And God told him, I will make you a great nation, and your ancestors will be greater than the stars. But Abraham couldn't see it. But because God has said it, he believed it, and it came to pass.
All right.
I want you to know that this verse of promise is telling us that no matter what we are facing right now, today, tomorrow, our story is not finished because God is preparing blessings ahead of us. He's opening doors of opportunities for us. He's opening breakthroughs, and he's bringing victories that we cannot even comprehend. Now,
hallelujah.
Something for you to know so that you don't give up. Keep walking by faith. I said, do what? Keep walking by faith. For faith is calling things that do not exist as though they were. Not by sight. Don't look at things from the visual side of things. But trust that God's unseen hand is arranging things in your favor. I said, God's unseen hand is arranging things in your favor. What he has in store for us is far greater than what you have lost. I know you have lost certain things, but what God has in store for us is more than what we have lost. What we lost yesterday, what we lost last year, God has something bigger than that and far brighter than what you are facing today. Truly, indeed, eyes have not seen and ears have not heard the greatness ahead for those who love him. Would you trust Jesus? Would you depend on this Jesus? Would you trust this Jesus? And if you trust this Jesus, I tell you, your story will be on Columbus Dispatch News. People would gather and say, how did it happen? And you would have a cause to say, a self-living God, a God whose name is Can Do, the God who is able to turn the corner around, the God whose promises are yea and amen to it, the God who never fails, the God who is called the Master of Impossibilities. Would you trust this Jesus? Let me turn into something that you would keep. Friends, let me ask you a simple but a life-changing question today before we end. Would you trust this Jesus? Jesus who heals the brokenhearted. Jesus who gives sight to the blind. Jesus who calms the storms with just a word and who laid down his life so that you and I could live. This Jesus is not distant. He's not harsh. He can be reached everywhere. He's close. He is merciful. He's powerful. You only have to tender your life to him. For many of us trust in money. Many of us trust in people. Many of us even trust in systems. But even ourselves. But all those who put their trust in systems, they fail us. I like what John 14 verse 1 says. He says, do not let your heart be troubled, but trust in God, because he is able to do the unthinkable. My final word to you this afternoon is, whatever you are facing, I invite you, trust this Jesus. Trust him with your worries. Trust him with your future. Trust him with your whole life. For when you put your trust in Jesus and go to the Lord in prayer, praying without ceasing, he will turn the corner around. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Amen.
We're going to go before the Lord this afternoon. And we want to tell the Lord that, Lord, have your own way in our lives. Cause us to learn to pray and even trust in you in every situation. Cause us to depend only on you. Pray for yourself, pray for your family, and pray for friends. Pray that God's will be done in the name of Jesus. I want you to thank God for what you have heard this afternoon. And I want you to believe that God brought you here for a reason. Our Father and our God, in the mighty name of Jesus, we thank you for the gift of prayer. Today we declare that in everything we do, we will pray. Please, Lord, teach us to walk with you continually. Please cause us to whisper prayers of gratitude, of strength, and of intercession throughout the whole day. Fill us with your spirit so that prayer flows through our hearts naturally, like breathing. Let our homes, our workplaces, even our communities be saturated with prayer. And as we lift our voices to you, Lord, let the power be revealed. Let your peace cover us and let your glory shine through us. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed with thanksgiving. Amen.
Amen.
I'm not too sure what you have on your heart. Is anyone amongst us who is believing God for something that he wants the Lord to do? Do you have any prayer requests? The place is here, and we'll pray alongside with you. We thank God so much that there isn't any burden in any heart here, and we praise God for what he is doing in our lives. Amen.
Amen.
Now unto you who is able to do far more exceedingly, abundantly, and above that which we can think or dream of, keep smiling on us and let your will be done. Till we meet again next week, let your grace see us through. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. God bless
Amen.
You all.
Amen.
Amen. Thanks.
In a world craving compassion and unity, a new ministry rises, an oasis of hope and inspiration. Introducing DRO Ministries, a nonprofit organization dedicated to serving communities and fostering spiritual growth. Through diverse initiatives, DRO Ministries empowers individuals, addresses core needs, and promotes compassion and unity. Together, we can make a difference, uniting hearts, spreading love, and building a better world.